Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County to join nationwide reading of the Declaration of Independence. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County residents are invited to join communities across the country next week for a nationwide public reading of the Declaration of Independence. The event, hosted by American Legion Post 42, will take place Wednesday, July 8th at Lasting Legacy Park in Gillette. Activities begin at 3:30 p.m. with a welcome and reflection on the Declaration's lasting impact. Then, at exactly 4 p.m., participants will join thousands of Americans in a synchronized reading of the nation's founding document. Leading the reading will be American Legion Commander Tara Price, past Commander Clarence Berry, and Campbell County Boys State Delegates Devin Castle and Victor Flores. The ceremony will conclude at 4:30 with the ringing of bells 13 times, honoring the original 13 colonies. Organizers are encouraging churches, businesses, and residents throughout Campbell County to join in by ringing bells from their own locations at the same time. The event will be live streamed on the Campbell County 250 Facebook page and recorded by GPA-TV for historical preservation. Organizers say the public is encouraged to attend and take part in the nationwide celebration of America's founding. Gillette's Representative John Baer defends Freedom Caucus as PAC launches billboard campaign. A political action committee is taking aim at the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, and Gillette Representative John Baer is pushing back. According to Cowboy State Daily, Common Sense Republicans for Wyoming has erected billboards across the state urging voters to stop the Freedom Caucus agenda ahead of the August 18th primary election. In a video posted Friday, Baer stood in front of one of the billboards saying the Freedom Caucus welcomes the attention.
Out here in front of this billboard because the people who put it up seem to think that we don't like it. We love it. It's got our name all over it, and we like talking about our agenda, an agenda that 80% of Wyomingites are in favor of. Things like tax relief, border security, election security, and education choice. I guess these folks are all against all that.
But PAC co-founder Emily Madden says the campaign isn't about national political issues. Instead, she argues the Freedom Caucus has pushed policies that threaten funding for schools, law enforcement, hospitals, the University of Wyoming, and other state services. The Freedom Caucus has questioned the Republican credentials of the group's founders.
We love talking about who they are, since one of their founders supports Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. I guess that's why they're going to have to take that symbol off of this billboard.
While Madden and fellow co-founder Steve Ortiz say they are lifelong Wyoming Republicans focused on what they believe are the real consequences of state policy. The exchange comes as Republican voters prepare for Wyoming's August 18th primary election, where the Freedom Caucus is expected to play a major role in several legislative races. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.